Unit 6, Infrastructure. The new corporate team was put together in order to solve a major problem that the city was faced with. The construction of major bridges over the main river was showing signs of deterioration. Since the interstate highway went over one bridge, this was of particular concern. The mayor and his team determined that within the next few years, it would not take much to trigger an all-out breakdown of the bridges. A leading factor in bridge deterioration comes from specialized bacteria that target concrete structures. Many cities use cleaning agents once a year to kill off this bacteria before it spreads to an unsafe level. However, the lackluster efforts of the city planning committee failed to prepare for such things to occur. The mayor considered his city planners to be lazy, juvenile, and unqualified for their important jobs. So he fired the whole team and set up interviews for a new team. Eligibility was determined by those with outstanding letters of recommendation and at least 10 years of hands-on experience in city planning. The mayor felt content that as long as a new and competent team was formed, they would never again be faced with a similar issue. The mayor felt that it would not be economically feasible to replace every single bridge from scratch. The city was already in debt and could not afford a public work project on that scale. Instead, he adopted an approach of insulating the concrete under each bridge to make it stronger. The city's inventory list showed more than enough insulation to cover each bridge so long as it was done in a timely manner. To supplement the insulation, industrial strength adhesives were applied to the supports holding the bridges over the river. It was hard for many citizens to grasp the importance of the mayor's new project. Many did not understand how serious the damage really was. Local news and radio programs illustrated that the community would not be considered gullible if they took time to research the project. Once enough support was rallied, thousands of volunteers took to the streets to help fix the bridges.